If you have your Bibles, Galatians, the first chapter. Over the next while that I have the opportunity to share, we're going to be in the book of Galatians. We're going to look through the various chapters at some thoughts. So in Galatians chapter 1, Paul here starts off in verse 1. He says the following, writes the following, Paul, an apostle, sent not from men, nor by a man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all the brothers and sisters with me, to the churches in Galatia. Grace and peace be to you from the God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins to rescue us from the present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Verse 6. I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you to live in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel, which is really no gospel at all. Evidently, some people are throwing you into confusion and are trying to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach a gospel other than the one we preached to you, let him be under God's curse. As we have already said, so we again say, if anybody is preaching to you a gospel other than that which you accepted, let them be under God's curse. Verse 6 is such an interesting passage of scripture here as Paul is sharing, and he goes to develop this thought some more throughout his whole letter, but Paul is baffled by the fact that Christians are moving to a different gospel, but that state of baffledness seems to be, you know, complicated even more so because this gospel that they seem to be turning from, at least through the text here, seems to disregard the grace of God. Again, in verse 6, he says, I'm astonished that you're so quickly deserting the one who called you to live in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel. Now, we're here in this time of self-reflection, and maybe we're considering our own acceptance of the gospel. After all, the message was heard of Christ, as is explained in Romans 10:17. That message was his death, his burial, and resurrection. And through our correspondence of the faith, as defined in Hebrews 11:1, we responded to this gospel message in our own desire to repent, to follow the will of the Father and the Son joint together, and to be immersed, to come into contact of the sacrifice of Christ, to be cleansed. And that moment we were made pure and righteous, and we had the grace of Christ to cover our sins. We did this in finding grace. And so the question was to be begged, why would you want to leave that better state? See, we have this same interaction as those in Galatia did, and Paul is just dumbfounded by the fact that they would want to leave that state, the state of grace. Now, as you continue on Galatians, and we'll see later on, it seemed that the problem was is the desire to follow traditions and the pleasing of men. The struggle of the Christians here at Galatia was the perspective they thought in needing to keep the law and struggling with the fact that it was about embracing Christ in the new covenant. But let's go back to just the simple thought that we can see here in the biblical principle of verse 6. Christians are called to live in the grace of Christ. And that's why we're here. We're here in celebration of his sacrifice, because through his sacrifice, we found grace. See, Paul elaborated this even more so in Romans, the 5th chapter. See, in Romans, the 5th chapter, starting in verse 15, Paul expands on this concept of the grace of Christ. And he says this about Christ's grace. Romans 5:15. But the gift is not like the trespass. For if the many died by the trespass of the one man, how much more did God's grace and the gift that came by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, overflow to the many. We see here already that grace is a gift and it overflows to all. Nor can the gift of God be compared with the result of one man's sin. The judgment followed one sin and brought condemnation, but the gift followed many trespasses and brought justification. For if by the trespass of the one man death reigned through that one man, how much more will those who receive God's abundant provision of grace and of the gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ? Consequently, just as one trespass resulted in the condemnation for all people, so also one righteous act resulted in justification and life for all people. For just as through the disobedience of the one man, many were made sinners, so also through the obedience of the one man, the many will be made righteous. The law was brought in so that the trespasses might increase, but where sin increased, grace increased all the more. So that just as sin reigned in death, so also grace might reign through righteousness to bring eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So as we are here gathered to reflect on the sacrifice of Christ and how we met that sacrifice in our immersion, as we reflect on that, we reflect on the gift of grace that we dwell in, that we live in. Let us never forget that grace, but to constantly remember it. Because it is through that grace that we were made righteous. And through that righteousness, we have eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Let us pray. Almighty Father, God in heaven, we're grateful and thankful for this day. That as, Lord God, we consider the sacrifice of your Son, that it's through that sacrifice we have the grace, the gift, the justification, the redemption, to be made righteous so that we have eternal life. And as we reflect on that, Lord God, let us consider what gospel we follow. That we follow the gospel of Christ that was laid out in your word, in the biblical principles we find in the Holy Scriptures. Let us not turn to a different gospel, because any other gospel, Lord God, will take us away from the grace that you've called us to live in. Any other gospel will destroy us. So we pray, Father God, as we reflect on what the gospel means to us and how through it we find our hope. We thank you and praise you, and through Christ Jesus we pray. Amen.